talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday, Friday, January the 26th, 2024, 18 minutes past the hour here. This is the Exchange Club with Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, and myself. Tonight, Matt Carrington and Sean will be on. I believe we do have some holes in that tonight, but there will be a live show tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m., so tune into that. Matt, tell them real quick about next Friday.
So next Friday is going to be February the 2nd. That's going to be Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day is probably one of the biggest days here at the radio station that we got going on. We got Chad Clark with the live entertainment. We have a pizza, and the pizza, there's gonna the groundhog's gonna take a piece of the pizza, and under the slice of pizza, there's going to say six more weeks of winter or an early spring. Mary Ellen is gonna sign the weather prediction into fact with her Guinness Book of World Records signature. There's gonna be food.
Do we know what kind of pizza? Is it like pepperoni and groundhog or what?
I think it's going to be groundhog pizza. I think it's going to have, like, not actual groundhog, obviously. It'll be, like, something or another. But also, there's going to be food there.
Vegan?
Vegan food.
Which, again, vegan food, by the way, can be just pizza without meat. It can be calzones.
No cheese. Cheese is not vegan.
See, I don't know if they're all that way vegan.
That's vegetarian.
Okay,
There's a difference. There's a difference. Vegetarians can eat animal products, just no meat. But vegans,
all I'm telling you,
no animal products.
They said pizza. I don't. Are they just sending us the crust?
They could send you a plant-based cheese. They make that.
Oh, the impossible cheese.
The impossible cheese.
Well, is that actual cheese though? If it doesn't contain milk.
Is this the point? The food is not the point.
All right. Anyways, you're right. Sorry. Got off into a little argument there. Anyways.
Wait, no, those never happen around here.
You mean it's not the point?
No.
The biggest thing of the day. Who is the groundhog?
Right.
Nobody knows besides Scott. And the groundhog.
That's true. People don't believe that, but that's true.
And he won't tell us.
So here's the thing.
I know,
any
right?
Guesses.
Well, I already said my guess.
I don't know, man. It's going to be rough.
There's a good chance the groundhog, by the way, could be delivered in a very unique way.
I think that would be neat.
I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It could happen. Yeah, we haven't confirmed it up yet, but it's close.
I think it'll probably
be... The spectacle.
I don't even know. I think we should try to get Mike the... I guess it's already...
Mike Douglas, I think he died a few years ago.
I was going to say Mike DeWine, but...
Mike DeWine.
He died a few years ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. He still goes to those beef shows and picks fights. He's combative.
I mean, you know, I think it'd be funny to see Mike DeWine get out of the groundhog suit, you know?
Come on, we're a week away. Guess. This is like who shot JR. Oh,
man.
This is going to be the biggest thing since that eclipse.
I'm going to have to guess. I was going to say Marianne, but Marianne can't be it because she's got to do the signature
That'd
thing.
That'd be awful hard, wouldn't it?
It would be pretty hard. I don't know. I think Weasel Boy probably fit in the suit.
Well, listen, James Anderson was in that suit last year, so that's not necessarily.
I honestly don't know how. Like, he's taller than me. He's bulkier than I am, and that suit like chokes me. So like, I don't know how he managed, but he did. Kudos to him.
Well, do you have any questions that are direct? Now, don't ask any. Like, blanket.
What counts as a direct question?
Well, not like, is it male or female, or are they a politician? Those are too vague. A direct question about the person.
Can I get an example of a direct question?
Well, like
for instance,
can I ask where are they from?
You know, honestly, I don't know.
A direct question would be like, is it Jim Canal?
That's a direct question.
See, but that's a guess.
But see, I will not confirm or deny a guess.
Right.
Yeah.
So I could ask it.
You can ask
it.
Like
I just did.
And I say I can't confirm or deny that.
And I could be right on the money.
But you could ask, like, traits about, that's a direct question.
Like, are they 6 foot tall?
I don't think so.
Okay, your turn.
Are they? I don't know.
Personality traits.
Do they have a nervous quirk?
You know, I don't know. Well, these are bad questions.
I assume they're a well-known person. Right.
Don't say assume. Say, are they a well-known person?
I have said, here's the two hints I'm absolutely for sure about. I don't think anybody will guess it, but when the hat comes off, the head comes off, I think that it would be hard not to know who it was. You would have to be living in an alternate world.
It's a TV personality.
There's also...
You got Taylor Swift to do it?
Yeah, he got Taylor Swift.
It does have some significance to Marion, although it is known beyond Marion, the person.
Isn't there like a weatherman or something from Marion?
There is.
Hey, what's his name?
Bob Nunley.
There's a guess.
See, I'll go with that one. Bob Nunley.
Bob Nunley.
Well, you've guessed a few. You've guessed Weasel Boy.
Nunley. But like now, this is my official guess. There will be no more guesses.
Okay, well, Bob Nunley. And Pastor, your official guess is?
Well, I came up with the Bob Nunley.
Yeah, so you don't get to. So you're both saying Bob Nunley.
Yeah. I said it. He liked it.
That's the only one who fits the criteria that we've given
so
far.
No. Well, I mean, the other person would be Mary Ellen, but she's got to do the signature.
Well, I guessed one off the air, but since the mic was on,
maybe
it wasn't on the air.
Now, who did you guess?
I said Jim Jordan.
Oh, Jim Jordan. You know, and that's not illogical. That fits the criteria.
I think it'd be neat to see Jim Jordan get a better groundhog suit.
I would just pay to see the groundhog suit, the head come off Jim Jordan standing next to Mary Ellen. I think that would be fun right there.
That would be fun.
That'd be picture worthy right there.
That would be.
Yeah, so it's one of those things. I don't know. These are the guesses. It's like, who shot JR?
Shaping up to be a good one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good one because, like I said, it's going to be news because of the person.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody would ever think this person would do this. Mm-hmm. Not that it's a come down, but it's just, you know, it's a unique thing to dress as a groundhog.
It is. It's not every day that you get asked to dress as a groundhog.
You know what? I'll tell you, the sentence itself when it's done, when you say, this person was dressed in a groundhog suit on Groundhog Day, that in and of itself is a story.
Interesting.
Breaking news.
Now I'm not going to be able to sleep for a week.
I know there'll be no sleeping for a week around here. But it is. It's who shot JR. Now, interestingly enough, Abby sent a message. She must have been listening the last hour. And that she watched Dallas. It was like an evening soap opera. And apparently his mistress shot him. Well, that's always a good person to shoot you.
Yeah.
Those mistresses. Kristen? Okay. Everything is closed for the eclipse. She says the eclipse is a big deal. I just don't see it.
I don't see it either.
I don't think so.
Who's going to close? Why? If anything, you'd stay open extra hours.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I was a business, and I don't think that there's going to be as many people as they're saying, but if I was a business owner and I did think there were going to be this many people, I wouldn't shut down out of concerns. If anything, like he said, I would stay open longer. There's people there to buy some stuff now.
Well, Abby just guessed Colleen Marshall. Another good guess.
Colleen Marshall.
Could be. But this is not going to be a great, big, huge thing, I hate to say.
But it's sounding like it's building up to be a big thing.
Yeah, but I think it'll just be a big thing then because we build it up. I don't think it'll be a big thing because it was a big thing.
Kind of like the solar eclipse.
Right. But our thing's going to have a payoff.
That's true.
Yeah, our thing's got a payoff.
That's
it's got
true.
A big payoff. Who is the groundhog?
Who is the groundhog?
All schools are closed. We're getting bad information here. Now, see, Matt field this one, but here's what we're getting. All the schools are closed. All of the hotels are booked. The hospitals are having extra staff prepared.
So, we don't know that.
When we were at a Marion City Council meeting, there was a concerned resident of Marion in the crowd who had asked what the city was doing to prepare for the influx of people due to the solar eclipse. And I do believe the question was directed specifically to Mayor Collins. And Mayor Collins had said that that there hasn't been ultimately all too much preparation. It'll be just as prepared as always, though. But basically, he said that people have said that the hotels are all the way booked, but he said he has talked to hotels. They have plenty of openings. What else was there?
Well, she's coming at you now. She says, yes, I do know that. There are meetings and a person of the church who has been involved. So you're wrong. Now, is Mayor Collins telling another fabrication here, Matt?
I mean, that's what Mayor Collins said. So, I mean,
I can't say anything because I'll say the wrong thing.
Let me tell you
I'll
this. Say the wrong Matt thing. Said it. I didn't say it, Mayor Collins. It wasn't me.
I do believe. I mean, I do. Okay. If he didn't say it, it came from me.
No,
I do believe he said it.
But I think we're saying that he's not right.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe the person Abby talked to is not right.
Yeah. I'm staying out of this one.
I don't know anything about it. Can't somebody just call a hotel?
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a hotel's number. We'll figure this out right now. Let's settle it up.
All right. Wait, which hotel are we going to call?
Well, give me like the Holiday Inn.
All right.
That's the big one.
You got a Holiday Inn here, man?
See, I can't even say what she said, just said now, but okay, there you go. We're going to straighten this right out, folks. We're going to straighten this right out right now because that's why we're here. We're here
Holiday
to get the
Inn.
Got it? What's the number?
It's loading.
What's that Holiday Inn number?
740.
All right.
389-4300.
00. Hope we get a direct line here.
To ensure high quality service, your conversation may be recorded.
All right.
Please see our privacy statement at ihg.com/privacy to understand how we use and protect information. Press 1 to provide feedback about your experience with the 2-question survey at the end of this call. Otherwise, press 2 or remain on the line.
All right. Everybody, we're going to solve this for you right now. Because we don't fool around here at this station. April the 8th, right?
Yes, April the 8th.
Well, we got quiet here. Here we go.
Holiday Inn Express and Suites Marin Reservations. You're speaking with Kim. How may I assist you today?
Kim, I hope you're having a wonderful Friday.
I am now. How are you doing today?
Oh, well, thank you, Kim. That's delightful. Are you having a wonderful day now because I called you?
Well, what you said just now made me laugh, made me smile, so I'm much better now.
Then I'm done for the day. I might as well just take a nap. Kim, here's the thing I need to know. Are you here in Marion, or do you just take reservations for the Marion?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the Central Reservations Department, but I can see how best I can assist you.
Oh, I'm sure you can do it. Here's for the Marion, have you heard about this big solar eclipse that's supposed to happen on April the 8th?
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has. But here's what I keep hearing that the hotels are all booked for April the 8th, and I'm thinking about getting a room that day. Could you tell me if there are any rooms open in Marion at the Marion location on April the 8th?
April the 8th. How many nights are you looking to stay with us?
Probably just one.
One? Okay. How many adults and children?
Just one.
One adult. Are you an IHG One Rate Words member by any chance?
I don't think so.
Let me double check for you. What's your phone number?
740-383-9944.
Okay, thank you. Your first or your last name?
Scott Spears.
All right, Scott, don't see a membership for you, but that's fine. Thank you for choosing IHG Hotels and Resorts as part of your travel plans. Now, or Holiday Inn Express and Suite has a minimum night stay requirement of 2 nights. So the one night, it's, the hotel is not available for a one night stay. You'd have to be doing 2 nights the minimum.
Okay, I'll double up. I'll pack enough for 2 nights.
All right, so you want to do from
the 7th to the 8th. 7th and the 8th.
7. Check out the 9th. One moment. Do you have any specific room rates in mind?
Whatever, you know, do you have like a nice room that is not very expensive close to a restroom?
Let me check here for you. The 7th is not available. 7th is completely sold. So it'll be from the 8th to the 9th is what I have available. Is that okay for you?
Oh, so the 8th and the 9th are available. But the 7th is not. The 7th is all booked.
And the 9th. Yeah, not the 7th.
Now, is that abnormal?
Not necessarily. You did mention that there's something happening within that time. So then that would explain why we have a 2-night stay minimum.
Well, that's very interesting. Well, you know what? Let me think about this, Kim, and I will give you a call back, but I certainly appreciate the information.
No problem. I apologize for the inconvenience there. So again, the 7th is completely sold out, and if you want to come from the 8th, you have to be staying 2 nights. So it'll be the 8th and the 9th, okay?
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Question for you as well, Scott. Apologize, yes. But are you with a group by any chance? Like, are you guys coming in? Is there a block of rooms?
Yeah, there's about 100 of us coming in because we want to see this big solar eclipse on the 8th.
But do you guys have, like, rooms set aside, like, rooms blocked off already?
Well, I was, no, and I think we're in trouble now.
There's no group, okay. No,
do you think we could pitch a tent? Do you think we could pitch a tent in the parking lot? What would the cost be on that?
That, I am not sure. That, I don't think so. I don't think we have enough space for that. But if you guys had, like, a block, like a check for you, you know, most time persons would set up a block, but... Again, you would have to do from the 8 for 2 nights, okay?
Okay, well, I will check back with you, Kim, and I appreciate the wonderful customer service. You've done a tremendous job, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for calling.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, now we got problems.
They're booked on the 7th.
But they're, okay, give me one more hotel, because we got to do one more. Give me one more. We got to double-check this thing.
Let's see here.
Might have got some bad information.
The country.
Mayor Collins would give bad information. I can't imagine such a thing would happen.
We just lost internet.
All righty.
Do you have another one there?
I do. Yes. Okay.
All right. What do we got now?
I do believe this is the Country Inn.
The Country Inn.
That's the one I have.
740-386-5451.
By the way, this is scintillating radio, folks.
We gotta get down.
Calling hotels.
Gotta get down to the info.
All right, here we go. Well, this might ring direct.
We're sorry, you have reached a number.
Try that again.
740.
386. 54. 51. I think you said something else.
Thanks for calling Country Inn and Suites by Radisson Marion, Ohio. Please hold for the assistant.
You're not getting the main guy, you're getting
Country Inn and Suites.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, are you in Marion?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I have a question for you. You know about this big solar eclipse coming up on April the 8th?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you guys have any rooms on the 7th or the 8th?
I can check for you.
Yeah. People are worried about this, and I wanted to find out if there are going to be rooms available.
I know we're almost sold out, but I'm getting logged in here to give you a definite answer. I have room that has 2 queen beds. It's $349 plus tax a night, or the king suite's $359.
Now, is that on the 7th?
That's on the 7th, yes.
7th. Now, you say you have two, what was it again?
The one room has two queen beds.
Oh, queen beds. I thought you said clean beds. I thought, did you have any dirty beds available? I'm sorry. No. And what's the price on those?
The two queens are $349.
Now, what? I mean, is that because, I mean, and it's fine if it is, but is that because of the eclipse or is that just a normal rate?
Just by availability.
Availability. Okay. Well, okay. I appreciate that, Michelle. I'll be giving you a call back because only a couple left.
Alrighty. Have
hey, thank
a good
you.
Day.
Bye-bye. Well, they're not all booked up then, so I think we've proved a point here, but it's getting there.
That's a special price.
It is, in fact, pretty close.
Didn't you think she thought she said two clean beds?
I mean,
that's what I thought she said.
I heard the
dear
queen.
Michelle.
I heard the queen beds.
My brain, whatever I heard, my brain just heard queen.
So there are room. You know what? Is the stay in, because that is the flea bag motel here in Marion. Let's see if they got any rooms. That'll tell the tale.
Where?
It's called the Stay In. It's over on Main Street.
Stay In. Alrighty, you ready? 2.8 stars. That's good.
All right, let's go. Ready? Yeah, 2.8. I bet you they have a clean bed and a dirty bedroom over at this place. Give it to me, Matt. What's the stay-in's number?
For some reason, it doesn't take me to the night.
It's unlisted.
There we go.
If you stay in, you'll miss the eclipse.
That's right.
740-382-2197.
This is a real blue chip place. There are rooms available. We can report.
Hey, how can I help you?
Yes, is this the Stay In here in Marion?
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question for you. Do you know about this big eclipse coming up on April the 8th?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell me, do you have any rooms available on the 7th and the 8th?
They want on the 8th. Right now, we don't know, but you can call me before you can come.
So you don't know now, but I can call. How soon before I come?
When you come, you can call me first, because here, first come, first serve here.
Run that by me again, what?
First come, first serve here.
Oh, first come, first serve. Okay. So people will check out on the 7th, so I just have, what time's check in and check out? Because I think it's going to give me a better chance to get in.
11 o'clock checkout time. 11 o'clock checkout time. So after 11, you can call me.
You don't have a checkout time?
No. It's 11 o'clock checkout.
Oh, 11 o'clock. I think we have a bad connection. 11 o'clock checkout time.
Yeah, and after you can call me after 11. So I tell you how many rooms available or not.
What if I call you at 11:01?
Yeah, 11:01 is okay.
Okay. Do you think you'll be there at the phone at 11:01?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I think these connections between India and here are a little rough. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry?
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Thank you, and I'll give you a call back.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. Well, that was an ugly moment. Well, I went for it. You know, listen. We're just going to have to shut this thing down right now. We're just going to have to shut it down for the day. Well, you didn't see that coming, did you?
No.
No, we had a bad connection, and that gentleman did.
You sure did.
We sure did. Well, if I can make anybody's day, that's what I'm here for.
If you don't get record number of emails today after this show.
I was just saying that the man is from a different area code.
Yes, sir.
That's all. That's all I got. Ay. Okay.
Do we have a top 10 today?
Well, that was a moment people won't forget. But what have we learned now? The hotels are open.
Okay, we've learned that one hotel is booked on the 7th. One hotel has rooms available on the 7th. And one hotel doesn't take reservations. You just get in when the last person checked out.
Right, so there are rooms available.
There are rooms available.
You know what? I have an extra room in my house with a bathroom. I'm going to rent it out.
Now, that's an idea.
I do.
No reason you shouldn't cash in on this eclipse.
And listen, what they're charging for a room. Now, a personal room in the house when there's going to be no rooms and I can give them their own bathroom, I'll give it to them $2,000 for the weekend.
I think that's a fair price.
$2,000 for the weekend.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's what it's going to be.
Yeah. No pads.
So you think
no
that'll,
pads.
You think that'll be a problem, what I said there a few minutes ago?
In this day and age and the climate of everything, yeah, it might be.
Yeah, a little bit.
There might be some super sensitive folks that will email you.
That was what you call comedy.
but the times have changed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should just apologize now.
But no. But I would also tell you no apology was needed.
I mean, what is wrong with that? Funny. What was the innuendo there? I mean, I'm not... Because I ran that through my head before I said it, and I would have stopped it if I thought there was some bad intention there.
There was absolutely nothing wrong with it. The problem is, in this day and age, there are certain people that would find something wrong with it.
No, but wasn't the gentleman... Don't you think he was probably from a different country?
Yes, he was. So no doubt about it.
It was...
I'll tell you what. I wasn't expecting
that.
That's
what I thought.
I wasn't
going to go for the unexpected.
And so that's what makes comedy good, because nothing you said was wrong. It was just so totally out of left field.
And I thought I did not say anything that could be... What is offensive in there?
There was nothing offensive
there. There we go. That's all you got to know.
That's right.
Okay, let's go to the top 10 here. We've offended more people with top 10 lists, I'm sure. Today's top 10 category from the home office in Columbus, Ohio. Top 10 reasons why the groundhog has an inferiority complex.
He does?
Apparently. Top 10 reasons why the groundhog has an inferiority complex. Number 10, there are no groundhog postage stamps. That's true.
Oh, that's true.
Number 9, radio stations do not play Groundhog Day carols.
That's true.
Very true. Number 8, the president does not issue groundhog pardons.
That's absurd.
Like the turkey pardon.
Yeah, like the turkey pardon.
They should really be pardoned at some point at this point. Number 7, there are no football games on Groundhog Day. That's true.
That's true.
Number 6, the lyrics for the song Groundhog Got Run Over by a Chevy were stolen by a bigger holiday.
Yeah.
Darn. Number 5, school children do not learn that great groundhog speech, I woke up from a dream.
Wow.
See, I think that's more offensive than what I did.
Wow. That one you had to think about.
Yeah, I know, it was thinker. Number 4. Here we go. PETA will let you eat a turkey, but will protest if you eat a groundhog.
You don't even have to eat a groundhog and they'll protest.
We'll send this over to PETA. 3. Despite being known for sleeping, there are no mattress sales on Groundhog Day. Well, that would be a good gimmick.
Yeah, that would be a good gimmick. A groundhog sale day.
Number 2. He had to wear braces as a teenager, and his cousin Sonic the Hedgehog made fun of him.
Yeah.
Darn it. And the number 1 reason why the groundhog has an inferiority complex, Taylor Swift has never kissed a groundhog. Well, that would have to be put up for a bet. I don't really know if that's true.
Yeah,
right.
I was going to say, how do we know that's not true?
Let's talk about city council.
Okay.
I feel we've offended about 12 people today. Possibly the people from hotels, possibly the mayor, possibly PETA. It's a whole thing. But in any event, as we go along today...
Might
as well get some more. I think everybody knows what happened at city council on Monday. Matt, you were there. What'd you make of it?
You know, it was a little rough.
Explain it to people.
What am I explaining? Like, what do you want me to explain about it? Just what happened? Like, what?
I think the connection between you and I is a little shaky today.
Yeah, never mind about him, dude.
Yeah, the connection in this room is bad.
It devolved into a three-room circus.
Yeah. What happened at city council? Talk about what happened with the auditor. Talk about what happened with the committee assignments.
Okay, there we go. See, the auditor situation that has now been brought forth is... She has been, I guess, accused of misappropriating funds and falsifying public records because I don't know how much it was exactly, but she had paid, I think, a different IRS fine, but coded it into whatever program they use to keep track of that kind of thing as late fees from one of the other fines. And then... At the end of the meeting, after everything was done, they got time for stuff that was not on the agenda, and Mr. Smith brought forth the...
I know Mr. Neff brought it forth, but Mr. Smith got involved.
Okay, well, they brought forth a, they wanted to reconsider the assignments for the groups, and they wanted to take Jason and Ayers Ratliff off of the Codes and Legislations Committee, but then they didn't like that very much, and then they both resigned every committee they were on, and then the committees that Ayers Ratliff, because I guess for some reason they didn't take his his resignation right away, so they were like, hey, Ayers Ratliff is the, at the end, they were running through the agendas for the committees later on, and they hit Ayers on, because he's chair of two committees, and he had said that he was not going to hold any meetings so long as he was chair of the committees, of the committees.
And then they put Jason on a committee after he had left and said, I'm going to resign every committee.
Yep, so now he's got another committee.
And here's the here's the statement, just to clear all this up. Where is the statement? Well, if I'd only prepared, if I'd only shown up for rehearsal, we'd maybe, be in good shape.
Maybe if you had your notes in order.
Here's what Jason released on Monday to the law director, the clerk of council, and he sent me a copy to read on the air. I resign from all my committees that I may have. Never in my 13-plus years on council have committees' assignments been reconsidered after a unanimous vote on council. It appears there were sunshine laws violated by Mr. Neff, Mrs. Lang, Mr. Pollock, Mr. Smith, Mr. Prater, and Mr. Barr. These individuals are on the record admitting to violating open meeting laws. I will not be a part of any backroom deals that put a political party over doing what is best for the city. Tonight, the auditor admitted to a misappropriation of funds as well as coding the expense in a way that would hide the payment of an IRS penalty. Not one member of council said anything. The evidence is clear what she did, nothing but silence. We should have dealt with the auditor immediately, but this council just wanted to play political games by removing myself and Mr. Ratliff from Legislation and Codes Committee with no explanation. The majority of council members made it very clear tonight that they have no clue how to legislate or what to do or what is best for the city of Marion. Jason Schauber.
So, what is Jason doing to address the problem that he states that the other members of council have no clue how to legislate?
Well, I think he said yesterday on the show that he has tried to help them with this, but it just isn't taken.
Okay. Maybe, you know, I was talking to somebody this morning about this, and we were talking about that, and you know, maybe they should require new council members to take a Saturday seminar on basic Robert's Rules of Order, council procedures, how you legislate, what is your role on city council. There should actually like be a formal training.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It would.
What do you think?
I don't know. I think that it is kind of strange that they removed him from the committees with no real reasoning. But I think that it is, like I said, I think it's strange that they removed him from the committees with no real reasoning. And it is, I was also surprised when nobody said anything when Ayers brought up the whole auditor thing, and she did in fact admit to it in the city council meeting. So I don't, and still nobody said anything. So
what do you do there?
I'm not even sure. It seems they either didn't know what to do or didn't want to do anything. So
what do you do? Do you think this legislative and codes committee taking them off there was simply because we don't like you?
I mean, I think there's a fair possibility.
Because you got to ask yourself what transpired from when it was unanimously approved
the week two weeks before
unanimously approved to well we're going to make all kinds of changes. What's going on?
I don't even think they were necessarily all kinds of changes. I think the only changes that were made involved Ayers and Jason.
It seemed that. Well, no, because Thaddeus was put on some committees.
Yeah, yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
I don't know. It devolved after that.
Yeah. Yep. Tarina Rose wanted asked if it would help. She could run up to her office real fast and grab the previous vote sheets. And then Jason had said, "Yeah, you should do that." And then they took a 5-minute recess. And then as soon as Tarina had went to go get the Tarina, the clerk of courts, went to go get it. Jason had stood up and he left.
You know, I have a question about that. When you're an elected official and you have a job to do, and that's representing your constituents on council, no matter how much you disagree with what's going on, no matter how much the meeting has devolved to whatever, is it right for you to walk out and not be there for the rest of the meeting?
I think it was. There was nothing else on the agenda that point. I don't think he would have walked out during the meeting. I think he said that yesterday.
Yeah.
Because it was at the very end of the meeting. You know, everything had been voted on.
In Jason's own words, the only reason he didn't stay is because he didn't see them getting through any actual business, and they were just going to sit there and bicker, which is basically what happened after he left anyway, so there was just more arguing.
So is this a party issue in Marion?
Jason seems to think so. He said, I think he even said that they, bring up things like that in, like the Republican meetings.
Well.
And that's probably not the best thing.
I don't know as it's so much a party thing. So much as it's a philosophical thing or an ideal thing. You've got this set of ideas and you got this set of ideas, which is generally along party lines, but, you know.
I don't know, but, if sunshine laws are violated, if they've got no bite to them, what's the point?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. When he said there's no real punishment and it just kind of looks bad on you thing, then I don't know. It's just... I think it would look bad if you were doing it anyways. I didn't know you needed a law to say that it looked bad.
Now, misappropriation of funds, that's a whole other can of worms.
That is, in fact, a whole new thing.
I believe she said that there was no malice intended in what she did.
I think that's what she said.
Yeah, no malintent.
If you code something one way and you know that you're coding it wrong, how can there be anything but malice intended?
And we haven't heard from her, so here we are again. Because that did not get asked. Mm-hmm. And I think it was weird because I believe the only person who interjected in that conversation was Ayers, wasn't it not?
Yeah, I do believe so.
Because he even stated that everybody else was silent.
Everybody else was silent. Why?
Well,
apparently they had the paperwork 3 weeks before, is what Jason said yesterday.
You have one member of council who's well known for his silence.
Well, he wasn't silent on Monday, though.
That's true.
He spoke up about those committee assignments.
I think it's looking a little rough over there at City Hall right now. I do believe that they'll probably manage to fix it. I mean, they're all just really new president. I think all but three of the council people are new. So it's just, I think there's just a learning gap there. I think once they get through the learning process, it should hopefully, at least. I don't know about should, but...
You don't think a month in we should be past the learning process?
Well, I don't know. And it just... I've never been an elected official. I don't know how much there is to learn. But, there's a whole, language you have to learn. You have to learn how to, bring things forth. Proper procedure.
And, earlier I'd said that, there needed to be more formal training for new people coming in. But also, too, new people coming in, I think... they would also kind of want to know how things run and take it upon themselves to at least learn a little bit about how things are run.
Also, Jason said there is some training that is mandatory for council people, but it's not. It's mandatory in the way that it has to be done, but you can... I don't remember how it phrased, but basically you can, like, nominate somebody to do it on your behalf. And I think all of the... I think he said all the council people nominated Tarina Rose.
There you go.
Yep.
I think it's a sunshine law.
yeah, it was the sunshine law thing.
Yeah, learn about the sunshine law. So. You know, I just don't know anymore. I do think that the fact that Bill Collins not coming on here has become a joke is not good on his behalf.
I would agree.
Because at this point, I mean, it's become a joke amongst council members to where, you know, get Bill Collins on your, see if you can get him on your show. That's sad that that's the look right now.
Right.
I don't think it's sad on us.
No, and the fact that the joke is coming from council members, not us.
Right, that's the thing. I'm not telling the joke. Bill, I genuinely want you to come on the show. I've interviewed mayors for 22 years at this point. I don't quite understand this. I don't understand. If you can find an instance where I was doing an interview where I claim something, then we'll go that route. But I think I ask questions, and I think Jason Schauber would say that. I think Aris Ratliff would say that. I think Matt Pollack would say that. I think Miranda McGinnis would say that. And you've got an independent, Republicans and Democrats all in that group right there. I think Mayor Schertzer would say that. I think Mayor Kellogg would say that.
Yeah. And if you weren't treating people fairly, you were misrepresenting it, these people wouldn't continue to come on.
That's right. Why would they do that? Mayor Kellogg was at the Christmas party. Mayor Schertzer was on three times in December.
Miranda McGinnis has been on three times?
Oh, more than that. She was on election night. She was on back in October.
Been, what, like five?
Five, maybe.
Okay.
And she doesn't do any interviews with anybody. So I think that, you know, Bill, at some point, what I don't understand what... Now, is it going to be a softball interview? No. We're going to go through all the questions. But if they're wrong, just straighten them out.
The fact is, you're not looking to do gotcha questions.
No.
They're just going to be straight up...
questions.
Right.
I don't even know what a gotcha question is, to be honest with you. I really don't. Because even if I phrase it in an odd way, somebody phrases it, I shouldn't say I, you answer it.
Right.
That's on you. Now, you're not wanting to answer something, that's a whole other story.
Yep.
Now, am I going to ask you something about your personal life? No.
Right.
This is all on the record, public.
Right.
I think that if you... I think that public officials, to some degree, have some kind of obligation to... I mean, I don't know about talk to the media, but they should at least talk to the public.
In a sense, they have an obligation to talk to the media to keep the public informed. You know, this looks bad from, as me, Joe Average voter out there in Marion, this looks bad that somebody won't do interviews and answer the questions. Because the average person says, I don't have any way to ask the questions of the mayor myself.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Yeah.
I think that the media is media is obviously the best medium to get the information to the public. So I'd agree there.
Well, and you got to wonder why somebody wouldn't want to come on. Now, if you come on and you feel like you got railroaded into something, then you got proof. Let people hear it and say, listen, this is what happened.
Yeah, but we've never done... You've never done
that. Never done
that.
Never done that in 22 years. I mean, cite one example where that's happened.
Right.
So why would it happen with him? I just find it very interesting that it's turned into a joke. I don't remember that ever happening before. I don't ever remember somebody being so stonewall about coming on that it turned into a joke.
And it's a shame.
Well, it is a shame.
There was the Geraldo Journal where you know...
Well, he came on.
Yeah, but... Yeah, there was 100 days between the time you asked him every day.
Isn't that long?
Well, not that long, only, you know, a third of the year.
Yeah, but that was a gag.
Yeah, that started out as a joke.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, what's coming up next?
Coming up next on Study His Word, I will be doing the infamous news stories that
you won't get anywhere else.
You won't get anywhere else, not even from Scott.
Not even from here. Oh, my goodness gracious. Matt, what'd you learn today?
Oh, man. Today I learned that...
Don't say certain things.
What?
Yeah. Today Matt learned that when his show at 10 is over...
Turn the mics off.
Yeah. I forgot. Look, I was even thinking to myself after the show, I was like, man, I think I got all the things, because I stopped the recording, and I was like, you know, making sure, and I was like, I renamed it on the screen, and I was like, I got that. And then, no, I didn't.
Got everything else.
Everything else.
Everything else but that. So, this was probably my last show because of this incident today. And so, I think it's proper to sign off in a good way. You know, wrap it all up here. I mean, was it so bad? I don't understand.
It wasn't bad at all. It came so far out of left field that... Hey.
I don't know. I in my mind, it played better.
Have you gotten any emails
yet?
Yes. You've gotten emails.
Yes, I guess we said, I did not laugh. That was bad.
Really?
Yeah.
How could they not laugh? You got to have a sense of humor.
Oh, you know,
I'm not sure what the negative is there. Now, I played that through my mind of what the negative could be, and I don't think there is one there.
I mean, I'll stand by what I said. It caught me so off guard. I didn't believe you said it, but the thing was, you didn't say anything offensive.
Well, that's right. I mean, what is offensive in that conversation?
There was nothing that was offensive. Unfortunately, in the climate of our culture today, people will find something offensive just because there's a lack of humor.
There you go. But most likely I'll be back tonight with Matt and Carrington and the gang, 8:15 to 10 p.m. We'll have a good time tonight.
Yeah, always.
So, Pastor Craig coming up next, and the whole gang tonight, 8:15 to 10, and Groundhog Day next week. Don't go anywhere.
To join in and listen and talk over the air with us, just call in 383-9944. We would love to hear from you, and we'll hear you on the show.
Over the Back Fence with Pastor Steve Whitaker and Scott Spears every Friday morning here on WGH Talk from 9:15 until 10 a.m. Call in anytime at 740-383-9944.